For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Obi and Ashley, hey, thanks for subscribing to the podcast, where today you would have heard us talk about the Bucks. Congratulations, Tampa
fans. Yeah.
And then, of course, morning show producer Chloe and what she sounded like auditioning for a potential huge role within our company.
Hey, can you come with me to my job interview today? Okay, so this is what I'm going to need you to say. Come just hype me up for 20 minutes in the car.
And on tomorrow's show, how we're getting you into a free Jason Aldean show this Thursday night.
Yeah, and the last time we did this, it was a huge success with Morgan Wallen. This time, Jason Aldean, with you and the only station that can bring you these experiences, K92.3.
All right, let's get into today's podcast.
All right, so today's national anthem. Man, what an exciting time to be here in Orlando. Well, just to be in Florida, period. But with the Tampa Bay Bucks kind of moving forward yesterday after this moment.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady are going to Super Bowl 55.
Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, Florida.
So exciting!
So here's what we love. That's our neighboring city. Not only that, but Ashley and I have extremely deep roots there.
Yeah, we both did grow up in that area. And two, it's funny because like we have a lot of coworkers who are Brady fans. They were Patriots fans before. Yeah. And just being able to have this excitement now, whether you're an NFL fan, whether you even care about football,
just the excitement
that something like this brings to a city, because even with COVID, they're going to have tons of events leading up to the Super Bowl on the 7th, February 7th. And we don't know, they're playing Kansas City. So no matter what, I know people are like, well, it's not going to be the same. People aren't traveling the way they are. You better believe there's going to be a ton of Kansas City Chiefs fans coming in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and like you said, the excitement of the city. So whether you are into football, whether you're not, you're just a bystander who just wants to make it from point A to point B because you need to get to your cubicle and put your 45 hours in a week.
Well, and the fact this is the first time ever that a host team has it in their own city. So it's never been like Kansas City plays the Super Bowl in Kansas City. So the Tampa Bay Bucks making history, and it just so happens to be the year that Brady, Gronkowski have been there. It's pretty cool.
And again, for those of you out there, you're going to have friends and family that maybe perhaps are going to participate in something in the next 2 weeks that's going to be in that, whether it's in that direction of thought, because we have people getting ready for stuff here. We have people who travel over there because that's their occupation. Just a lot of excitement. So to you this morning from Obi, Ashley, this entire K Nation crew here, the national anthem. It's Obi and Ashley. And okay, so I want to get to the weekend really quickly before we have our Super Bowl talk here in the next 10 minutes. Because, man, that's exciting. And so much to dive into. But first, I wanted to give the city, the town of Zellwood, I wanted to give them some love. Of course, we love Longwood, but Zellwood was the one where I went this weekend with my whole family to go to the tractor pool.
Which Matt dragged me to last year, literally dragged. But you, this is fun because the kids loved it too.
Yeah, so we took Zach. It was my father-in-law. So Paul Smith was there. Tommy was there. So that's Erica's brother, my brother-in-law. And so it was like a family affair. Like just all the boys kind of went and it was just very eye-opening. My son and I, we just kind of took a walk around the backstage, if you will.
Right.
For any of these events where you get to see, you know, the guys and women who put tons and tons of elbow grease into making these vehicles beasts.
Did you see, like, the old lawnmowers, too? Like, the really, really old lawnmowers?
Yeah, I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed, and I'm also surprised. Well, I shouldn't be surprised because there is a hobby for everybody.
For real.
I mean, I saw people with regular what would be your riding lawnmower that you would use in your front lawn. I saw those souped up to what's more expensive.
They race them.
Yeah, they're more expensive than my truck.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have, you know, just big vehicles that, you know, have three engines, four engines a piece.
Right.
on them. But the listening audience, I just want to say something about y'all because Zellwood is so cool. I saw families hanging out. I saw people with RC cars hanging out. And I'll tell you what, it was packed.
And that was your first experience of it. Like, so overall, what did you think?
So overall, I do have to talk about my diet because that was kind of one of the days that like I did not follow what I preach. So I kind of went around the house this weekend. I went around the house and I was like, all right, family, we got to get our act together. Look at all of us. You know, and I'm grabbing my belly. And
my God.
You know, my belly's got an extra 10 pounds on it. And I'm like, come on, we all got to get back into business and let's shed this.
Right.
Well, then we go to Zellwood, which, by the way, is the home of the Sweet Corn Festival.
Right.
And so there they've got funnel cakes. They've got the fried mozzarella sticks.
Did you get all of it?
I got all of it. And my son, the funnel cake's kind of hard to eat with family. I get it if you're going to share it with your kids and whatnot, but like I was sharing it with like my father-in-law.
Yeah, it's hard to like split up.
Yeah, the minute like I got my hands in there, I was like, all right, so everybody just if you want a funnel cake, you're going to have to get your own. I'm just diving into this one. But
you can't go to places like that and not eat that stuff.
Yeah, which we're going to have to do a podcast about mood food.
Yeah.
I mean, there are just certain places. For instance, when we're going to talk about the Super Bowl here in another 10 minutes, you know, that's a spot where you got to have your beer, you got to have your hot dog, hamburger, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so the beautiful people in Zellwood, thank you so much. Also, there was a troop there, a Boy Scout troop that was helping park all the cars.
Nice.
So thanks to those young men who are future leaders. Now, Super Bowl talk here in 10 minutes. Gabby Barrett on K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. All right, so yesterday was a pretty big day. I know a lot of my friends who I had a chance to see at church were all like, all right, man, well, I said, okay, are we doing lunch? Everybody wanted to do lunch, but everybody wanted to be done by 3.
Oh, yeah.
Wanted to be home so this way they can catch this the Bucks game. And it's so funny because obviously it's regional where we are located. People are talking about the Bucks. Where the Green Bay Packers are, they're talking about the Packers.
Oh, and on our Facebook page, don't be fooled, there's a lot of transients from Green Bay. They were upset because we're in Orlando, we're in one of those towns that people live, and so there were a lot of people rooting for the Packers, too.
But that is our sister town. That's our sister city. And both Ashley and I have incredible roots when it comes to Tampa. So this was a big moment yesterday when this came down at the very end yesterday afternoon.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady are going to Super Bowl 55.
Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, Florida.
Wow.
So exciting. And I think it was the latest buzz and the biggest buzz of it all is the fact that it's the first time ever in NFL's history that the home team... Or the host city's team is playing. So, like, it's never happened before where they've been in their own city playing the Super Bowl.
Well, and we had given the national anthem out just like we do. You know, we start the morning show off with the national anthem. It's the appropriate thing to do. And then, of course, on top of that, we throw it out to certain individuals out there. And today we talked about how there's going to be an eclectic group of people from here who travel over there for business. You know, and then of course vice versa, but it's super exciting. You know, I've even got this little clip of Tom Brady here, who, by the way, how valuable is he?
Oh,
how valuable is one dude?
We have coworkers that claim the only reason the Bucks made it is because of Brady, and whatever you want to think, you know, the whole team got him there, but he is a crucial part of it.
Yeah, you know, now home Super Bowl for the first time in NFL history, I think. Puts a lot of cool things in perspective. Anytime you're the first time doing something, it's usually a pretty good thing.
Yeah, and we went down the rabbit hole because Chloe was like, you know, if he wins, you know, is that it? Is he done? Does he retire? And he's actually got 2 years, right?
Yeah, he's on a 2-year contract. We're like, what does that really mean? Because these guys can probably like throw in the towel anytime they honestly want to.
Oh, sure, sure.
But it is exciting. And then like the streets of Tampa last night, they were crazy. Just people honking their horns once they won.
I love it.
Yeah, it's
I
so
love
cool.
it. And the fact that it is our neighboring town, like, I think that makes it so awesome that some, you know, Brady can probably throw football from his house over here right now.
And hit
the stadium. That's how close we are, and that's the excitement.
Well, the tickets already last night, they were about $10,000 per ticket
what?
In the 300 Bowl as the Bucks won. The price skyrocketed because last week there were like 7K. And now this was cool too. 7,500 healthcare workers have been vaccinated over in the Tampa Bay area. They were given free tickets to be there.
Wow, very smooth.
Yeah, we'll probably be catching up with a lot of people from the Bay Area leading up to the big game.
All right, so more of those details coming up in Ashley's All Access here in 10.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
Well, on top of country, Hollywood, Nashville news, got to throw in some sports, especially when it's as close as Tampa Bay. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Bucks winning yesterday, which means they will be coming back to Tampa February 7th for the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, man, that's going to be big. Okay, so hold on. I got two clips for you.
Obi's working on it.
Hold on. This one was the big one.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady are going to Super Bowl 55. Super Bowl 55.
I love how they throw Tom Brady in there, like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady.
I mean, well, you know, you got to, especially when it is the first time in history. This is what it's so hard to say because it's the first time in history that an NFL team has ever played in their host city for the Super Bowl.
Here's Tom talking about it.
You know, now a home Super Bowl for the first time in NFL history, I think, puts a lot of cool things in perspective. Anytime you're the first time doing something, it's usually a pretty good thing.
Man, and we're so lucky that we're the sister city. I mean, you know, all this is just a stone's throw away.
Well, and Obi and I both grew up in the area. Obviously, have a lot of close ties to the Tampa Bay area. So very exciting. And, you know, that's all that Tom Brady wanted, too, coming to Tampa Bay. He wanted to be the first to do many things, and this is just one of them. Now, moving on here really quick to Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line. He posted to his social over the weekend, said, y'all heard it here first, working on dates and locations for BK's first annual float-up tour. He said, comment with your favorite party spot on the water and who you're bringing with you. And he hashtagged Disappearing Island being one of those. Now, remember, he did grow up in Ormond Beach. His family's still over there. So there are like over 1,000 comments of people telling him where he should come up, where he should go. I mean, there's so many spots on the water. And then even Chris Lane jumping in there saying, can I be a deckhand that gets to play a few songs? So, you know, he's going to bring some special artists on that. And this is Brian's lifestyle. You know, Tyler's doing his own thing in Nashville with people like Tim McGraw, that song that we saw.
Yeah.
And Brian kind of on the complete opposite. He's a chill dude. Just kind of wants to live his life.
Well, and we do have a great portion of our listening audience that looks for any sort of a reason to take their boat out.
Heck, this
is definitely one of them.
I'm one of them. And then also, speaking of Tim McGraw, he is one of those that posted about Larry King over the weekend, the passing of Larry King at the age of 87. And as we all know, and if you're a little younger on the younger skew, you might not realize that Larry King was a legendary talk show host, started in radio, but he crafted the art of the interview, being one that celebrities, athletes, public figures would open up to. And here's one of those moments with Tim McGraw.
We had the genes of your father, who was a pretty good baseball player.
He was a good athlete all the way around. He was a good football player as well. You know?
Could you have been a professional baseball player?
Oh, gosh. The older I get, the better I was.
Really cool to see some of those clips with a lot of celebrities over the weekend. And you could see all of these stories online at K92.3Orlando.com.
The Obi and Ashley podcast is brought to you by All American Solar, where you can harness the power of the sun to power your home or business and free yourself from ever-rising power bills.
While helping the environment, you can schedule your free estimate today by calling 386-GO-SOLAR or visiting allamericansolar.com.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
All right, all right. So it looks like we've got Brianna of Auburndale.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Awesome. Good to be talking to you. Kev, long time no talk to, representing Indian Harbor.
Where you been?
Absolutely. I've been watching the Bucks.
All right.
Man, good stuff. Well, good to be talking to the both of you. So here's the way the game is played. We've got the beautiful Ashley here.
Hi.
Now, my co-host, she'll have three questions for you, and the question's not too hard.
Nope.
It's not who's the smartest, it's who's the quickest using their sound and having the right answer. That's how you win the Super Bowl. That's how you win the showdown. All right, so let's get those buzzer sounds. Brianna, what's going to be yours when you think you're right?
Kids.
Kids, how many do you have?
I have three.
Woo-wee! All right, good deal. Okay, Kev, what's going to be your buzzer sound?
We got to go with the Bucks, my man. We got to.
All right,
Kevin going with the Bucks, and we're ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Question number one. Brady, of course, is the most known one to have come from the Patriots to the Bucks. Who was the other player?
Oh, what you got, Kev?
Kids. Brock.
Gronkowski.
Okay, okay.
Rihanna was right there.
Nice. So that is one for Indian Harbor. Auburndale is waiting for one to stay in the game.
Question number two. Since the Super Bowl is right around the corner, these are all questions about the Super Bowl. What do they fire off at the Tampa Stadium?
Kids.
No, what you got, Kev?
You got to fire those cannons, baby.
Yes.
Man, Kev was on it. So, Kev, you're the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Congratulations, Kev. This is awesome. You're getting four tickets to Gatorland, and they also include grunt passes, which is like a meet and greet with the Gator.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
Yeah, love that. And Rihanna of Auburndale, come on in here for this air hug, and I hope you're okay with us saving you for redemption later on this week.
Bring it in.
Sure.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Good. You and those three kids, yep. Kev already knows the deal.
You got it.
Thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown. Doing the right thing. Doing the right thing.
In the morning.
Starting your morning with a positive story to get it out there. Obi's got it today.
I love this. So let's take this all the way to Indiana Tipton. Okay, so Tipton, Indiana, they've got a Pizza Hut there where if you've ordered from there, you probably run into this dude named Mr. Robert Peters, or as everyone calls him, Mr. Smiles.
Aww.
And the reason why they call him that is because, I mean, the guy just has an extremely positive attitude. If you've ever ordered, if you've ever received the delivery from this guy, he just goes above and beyond. Every time you see him, just super joyful. And one of the customers there, longtime customer, Tanner Langley, said that about 6 months ago, Peter started to have troubles with his 28-year-old Oldsmobile.
Oh, wow.
All right, so you know what it is to have troubles with an old vehicle, but when you talk about a 28-year-old vehicle having troubles...
No kidding.
My goodness. So anyways, that's where this person, okay? So Tanner Langley, he jumped into action, said, you know what? I'm going to start a GoFundMe campaign for this dude. Let's raise some money, get Mr. Peter some car. A new car, sorry. And that's where the original goal was set at $12,000. They raised $18,000.
Oh, so we got a nice new one.
Yeah, and that's where this dude went out and bought him a 2017 Chevy Malibu. They presented it to this gentleman, and Mr. Smiles, of course, was all smiles and said to me, this is luxury, and this is him right now.
To me, this is luxury. This is the first car I've had that's been made in the 21st century. What the community has done, what Tanner has done, he's gone far beyond a Call of Duty. It means a lot to me that people would do this.
So Tanner Peters, again, this is the guy, Tanner Langley helped Mr. Peters out right there, get that car and start the GoFundMe campaign. So
that's a lot of money, too, to raise. And like for a community, too, that sounds much smaller to come together like that, that's really what it's all about, is that it takes that many people to make a difference.
Well, we were talking about in here, Indiana, right? So that already is one of those states that, you know, not as populated as a Florida, right? Then you go to Tipton, that city, probably not as populated as Orlando. So how much more power do you have here in this town to start a GoFundMe for anybody like that who's doing well? Again, this is a gentleman doing Pizza Hut delivery for over 31 years in a 28-year-old Oldsmobile.
That's nuts.
So love people like Tanner Langley there who, you know, you hear, but you don't just hear and forget. You hear and you jump into action. Doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. 61 outside, and in this studio right now, it's Obi, Ashley, and our morning show producer, Chloe.
You would think it's hot in here, because Chloe's sweating.
I am. I'm sweating right now. Well, do we have to do this?
Yes. Yes, we do. We do. Okay, so Chloe just went on an audition. This was 2 weeks ago, where she spent a whole week up in Athens, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Now, in the game of radio, there is a way that you have to climb up the ladder, right? Like, just the same way, you know, in the military, there's a way. And in your line of business, there's probably a way to climb up the ladder.
Exactly.
And so you went from an intern. From there, we saw a spark, especially as we let Slater kind of move into the afternoon superstar position. We saw a spark with you. And we said, wow, this girl's got something. And even Ashley. Ashley put her butt on the line because Ashley was like, you know what? I want this girl.
Yeah. Well, and then exactly. So now she's been noticed by management, which is why she's gotten this opportunity to audition in Athens, Georgia for a morning show role. So basically, you hear Obi and I every morning. So this is a morning show in Athens, Georgia that Chloe was going in, sitting in. there was no girl. The host will stay there.
Yes.
So now they're trying to fill this other spot with a female. And Chloe, what are we gonna hear here? Were you nervous?
Like, I can't even say anything right now because my palms are sweating so bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to hear this.
I mean, do you like the guy?
The gentleman's name's Walker. He was really, really sweet. I was on with him all week. And then the listeners, I mean, it's just total Southern hospitality out there in Athens, Georgia. Everyone was great. And I had a really good time. Don't get me wrong. I was nervous. Probably fumbled over myself a couple times, but I enjoyed it, and it was a really good experience, and this week.
We'll see.
All right, Ashley has something here called the All Access, which is where Ashley gets all her tidbits from, all the great country news that you have, and this is Chloe doing her version.
Your Georgia Country Music Update.
Well, no surprise here, Garth Brooks will be receiving the Kennedy Center Honor Award. If you're like, huh, what is that? So it's an annual honor given to those in the performing arts for their lifetime of contributions to American culture, and that'll be held out in D.C. in May, and this is what he has to say about it.
Like any award, the names that are already on it.
Again, this is Chloe's audition audio from Georgia. If you're just tuning in, wondering what the heck is going on, this is Chloe's audition.
That award, and to think of the names that have been presented this in the past.
By the way, are you taking notes?
Yeah, right.
Okay, yeah, I'm putting down little bullet points.
Are you?
Yeah. The names
look,
that will
look
be
you played the audio at the right time.
Is extremely humbling.
You've only been here a few days, but you know I love Garth.
Oh, you love your Garth. And some of the other country artists
that
I've
won.
Yes,
that
that's Walker.
Okay, listen to
In the past, listen, Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, I mean, iconic.
So just a few big names.
All right. Just a few. And he's actually the first country artist to ever receive this. I don't know.
All right, so what do we think?
Fumbled over myself here.
What do we think? Here.
I mean, that's only natural. It was your first time ever. You're not even live, you know, you hardly get live experience.
Mm-hmm. I think it went good. What do you guys think? Honestly. Honest critiquing
here. I think it's impressive for a first time.
Well, I have notes.
Yeah?
What do you think, Obi?
So, I think, first of all, on a for real basis, you sound amazing. You know what I mean? I'm very proud of us, too. You know what I mean? To
Absolutely.
Take a girl who went from intern to morning show producer for
in
only
like
about...
a year.
Yeah, for about a
and
year.
And I didn't know the first thing about radio.
So, what I would say is slow down. You got a great voice.
Oh,
you know?
True.
And however, hold on.
We've That's given that nice. her her that note before.
Mm-hmm. And I've gotten this note before because here we are in country radio, where country radio is a little more laid back. Mm-hmm. It's a little more family. It's a little more...
You can talk.
Loosen up the belt a little bit. You know what I mean? We want to have conversations.
That's some really good advice. And I have not heard... That's not the first time that I have heard that, to slow down.
Okay, but other than that, Chloe, I mean, you sound great. Hold on, listen.
GC, your Georgia Country, King George at 8:30. It's Walker and Chloe on a Friday. So,
and that guy excites you?
Yes, he's awesome. Stop it.
Muscles and odd jobs to make money right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. I mean, times are tough.
Obi's like the ex-boyfriend. Like, are you really into that dude? Are you really into him?
I am.
Okay, are we done
God.
Having to listen to this?
All right, can't wait to hear what
Thank
happens.
You.
But yes.
And I will keep you all up to date,
yes.
though, because I'll know more this week.
Please, please.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Tracy, it's good to be talking to you. Where are you calling us from?
Hi, guys. I'm calling from Winter Garden.
Okay. Can we get into why you're calling us?
Sure. So I went on this date with this guy. You know, I thought we were having a really nice time. We had a pretty good conversation, and I haven't heard from him, and I want to make sure that he's not a player and that maybe I'm a good judge of character.
Well, what is it that you guys did on your date?
Well, he picked me up. And then we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and it was while the playoffs were happening. And, it felt like we were there for a while, and the conversation was flowing, so.
Clearly not, like, in a rush to leave to end the date, he didn't seem like.
Exactly.
Wow, okay. Well, listen, we got the information from you about this guy. Let's call Jack here and see if we can't talk to him first, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Tracy, you said his name was Jack, right?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, would love to speak to Jack, please.
Yep, speaking.
Jack, good morning. This is Obi. That's Ashley.
Hey, Jack.
So we do a morning radio show on the big station here in town, K92.3?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right. So do you know about the second date update that the morning show does?
Oh, wait. Okay. Is this for real? Are you really calling me?
Okay, yes. So the reason why we're calling you is because you went on this great date with Tracy, and you're not getting back to her? Like, no text messages calling her?
I mean, I guess so. I mean, I wouldn't call it a great date, but sure.
Okay, so she said you picked her up from her house. You guys went to Buffalo Wild Wings. She thought she would be hearing from you, basically.
Yeah, why wasn't it great?
Yeah, well, because I've never met somebody so hung up on their ex before.
What do you mean, though? Like, how?
She dated somebody who played football, went pro, and she just can't stand him. And so now anyone who likes football is, like, her enemy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, she didn't tell us that. If you know this, you know that you're in the trust tree. We want to let you know that Tracy is on the line. And now you two can talk. Tracy.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, come on.
It's not a bad thing.
Hi.
Tracy, this is not the way to talk to me.
Well, what else was I supposed to do? You haven't answered my text messages. You haven't picked up the phone. I mean, I went and sought help.
Yeah, I know. It's like, if you go on a date with somebody and they don't return your calls, I mean, move on.
Okay. So, guys, here, let us intervene, okay? Because Jack and Tracy, we would love for you guys to go out on another date. Tracy, can you give up talking about the ex?
I guess, but it's kind of weird that Jack's kind of jealous of my ex, it sounds like.
No, I wouldn't say I'm not jealous.
Wait, who is your ex, like somebody from here?
Yeah, his name's...
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Jack, if I were you, I'd be jealous too.
No, I mean, I really don't enjoy football, and my ex just has huge ego, so there was no room for me. And, like, that's a common thing in football.
Listen, I've been watching football my entire life, and you can't expect me to just stop watching football because you had a bad experience with your ex. Like, I don't play football. I just watch it. Not the same thing.
Okay, so, Tracy, if you don't want a guy who watches football, then I don't even know why we're trying to put you two together then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know that was the reason until just now. I was kind of in the dark.
Do you kind of understand where he's coming from then, I guess?
Yeah, I get it. It's pretty clear.
Well, I guess, thank you, but now the whole world knows because you called into a radio show.
That's all right. This was just to try to help the both of you out, and now we're all in the clear.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
That wraps up another episode of Obie and Ashley in the Morning. And we really want to thank you again for making us Orlando's number one most podcasted morning show. I mean, that means so much to us. And we would be ridiculously silly to not give you the credit for putting us in that spot. Again, you want to find my partner in crime here, Ashley?
You can find me on Instagram at Ashley Stegbauer.
And feel free to find me anywhere you can search Obie Diaz. And don't forget, we also have an unfiltered version of the podcast, too. All right. Well, you be blessed, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Hootie-hoo!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.